My name is Omar Abdul Gabbar. I'm originally from Syria, and I'm a consultant orthopaedic and spine surgeon at University Hospitals of Leicester. And I've been living in the UK permanently since 1996. I moved to Leicester in the year 2000. What brought me to Leicester is finding a training post, a specialist training in orthopaedics. At the end, then you're allowed to apply for consultant posts. As a Syrian community, we are quite a minority, still are a minority. That community is growing. But when we arrived, there were only three families that I could recall of Syrian origin, and gradually expanded. It's not an essential thing, but it's always nice when you move somewhere to find people who are already established from your own original community. They help you integrate. They help you find areas that are essential for your social life, your daily life, what's the best place to go and buy your home, where the best schools are. You know, we still yearn for our specialist foods that come from the Middle East, so where are the shops that sell them? Where's the nearest Syrian restaurant? It's sometimes little things like that. A bit of nostalgia is always nice to remind you of homeland. It's nice. It just helps you gradually settle in and build up your own life. Leicester overall was very welcoming. Leicester has had at least 10, 20 years of experience of integrating with various communities. Although, yes, we are Syrian, we're Arab, but we're also Asian. So there's a lot of very similarities, very similar ideas and way of living and sometimes even dishes. And plus discussing things with communities who've suffered in the past and had to move into a new lifestyle. It was nice to learn from their experience, and they were very helpful. They understand, they appreciate your arrival, and that's what makes Leicester one of the unique cities of the UK. The Syrians overall have always been traders through centuries, and textile has been the main industry out in Syria. The Damask material is labelled from the name Damascus. The Syrians are always very good at trade and making money. The Syrian people are clever people. They're educated people and they're hardworking. So in a way, it seems a loss to Syria of having displaced people coming out of Syria. But I do know one thing, that the Syrians that are coming here, they are hardworking and they will work hard not only to integrate into the community, but actually to provide to the community. You can use me as an example. Things have changed to my life. Where I used to enjoy living here in Leicester and the privilege of enjoying summer holidays with my family back in Syria, since the start of the uprising in Syria, we've lost that benefit. We've lost the ability for my children to go and contact their relatives, see their cousins, and they've lost that link with their roots. And this started in March 2011, and that's been the biggest change in our life. There is always this desperate need that you want to go and help the people that are stuck out there. And that's what got me involved in the charity that I'm a trustee on, Hand in Hand for Syria. So there are now families being displaced out of Syria into neighbouring countries and into Europe. Some of them are of affluent background, so they've been here for holidays, so they know where they were coming. But there are also families by chance that they've managed to get a visa or they were granted political asylum, that they're now here. So it's understanding what they've been through. And this is where, I come in, is finding these families and helping them integrate within the community. A lot of them are afraid to sometimes communicate with other families of Syrian origin, of fear of their political backing. Unfortunately, there's this big schism. You are with or against the government. And that's the sad thing about this. At the end of the day, these are human beings who've come here for security and safety. So I need to make sure that they get that. I need to do that. I need to help them. They need to get their children to school. Some of them don't even speak the language. So again, it's helping them to learn the language and integrate. Otherwise, if they stay isolated, they will just live in this cocoon. And with these same ideas of hatred that's been inbuilt in the last 3 years, brewing inside and only making it worse. And that's what we should stop. I have made a few trips in the past. I've not been out there recently because now we've got employees, also volunteers and employees working in Syria, delivering the aid on our behalf. So the necessity for me to actually go and personally take the risk of going out is getting less and less. The current situation, I can't see an end to it. I hope there's going to be a peaceful end. And what I would really like is from the international community to try and implement any sort of peace just to allow the aid delivery safely to the communities that are caught up in there. As a Syrian, I see the situation as it started. This is an uprising, a disagreement between the people of Syria and the government that's ruled by a ruling family. It is spiraled out of control because it's gone on for long. It's looked upon through the media right now as it's a war against the Islamic State. This is an external party that does not involve Syrians. They've taken advantage of the gap out there to build up what they call as their own governance. And what's now been sidelined is the real issue. Why did this all start? People have forgotten about it. And that's why the Syrian people are suffering even more, because they are now caught between two conflicting parties that have no interest for the Syrian people.